Hi, Mrs. Fox. This is Sean Miller from Telstra. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you for ringing back. Sorry about that. My phone seems to cut out if I've been on it too long.
Oh, okay, all right. No problem, madam. I had a word with you, do you remember? And suddenly...
I managed to finish what you suggested.
Okay,
I managed to actually finish it myself and my new password and everything that I started to set in. It's now right, and I entered it into the right thing, and I put save, and then I closed it all down, and then I went back to my site and opened up St. George again, internet banking, put in my new everything, and opened my accounts.
No, it's not about your banking or password-related things, ma'am. It's all about your internet security thing, I told you. Yeah, router services, madam. And, okay, no problem, madam. I have a good news, madam, because, while we are monitoring your internet line, we have been found that there are so many, services is not working, all right? So, yes, that is the reason I called you again, madam. By the way, right now, is your computer is on or it's off right now?
Off.
Okay, we have already upgraded a security inside it. I need to check if it is working or not. You can try to turn it on your computer.
Alright, I'll go and get my magnifying glass, and I'll go and turn it back on. Yes, it's back on.
Okay, and what do you see on your screen, ma'am?
Just my front page that comes up.
Front page comes up, all right. Now, you can do one thing. Have a look on your computer screen at the extreme left-hand side bottom corner. Can you see type here to search?
Yes.
You can click on it and type in there system, S-Y-S-T-E-M, system.
S-Y-S-T-E-M.
Yeah, once you have type system, can you see there is an option over there, system configuration?
Once I've typed that in, I can either search or things have come up on the left-hand side.
Yes, on the left-hand side top, can you see there is an option come up, system configuration?
Yes.
Click on system configuration.
Yes.
And when you click on system configuration, you will get a system configuration window. In that window, at the very top, can you see there is some tabs over there like general, boot, services. You can click on services, ma'am. Click on services. And when you click on services, you will get four columns over there. Services, manufacturer, and status. You need to tell me the status only. All the services are running or some of them are getting stopped.
Yeah, just a minute. I have to go back. What's come up is a whole lot of stuff,
Yeah, in the status column, can you see the third column status?
Third column?
Yeah, third column
status.
Yeah, below the status, ma'am, all the services are running or some of them are getting stopped?
There's a lot stopped.
Which one is not working, ma'am?
Okay, status. Stopped is... Join router service.
Router service.
Something Yeah, the second one has stopped. The third one has stopped, which is application identity.
Okay.
The one underneath it stopped, which is app readiness.
Okay.
And running stopped is singular time.
Okay.
Running. Let me, yeah,
let me tell you, ma'am, these are the major services of your internet router which are not working. They are getting stopped by the hacker. Actually, the thing is that, ma'am, somehow the hacker, they have got your IP address. Do you know what is the meaning of IP address?
No.
IP address means, ma'am, internet protocol. Like in our country, every person has their driver's license for the identification for ID proof. So every new internet user, they have their own IP address. It means internet protocol. Somehow the hacker, they have got your internet IP address, and through your IP address, they are trying to sneak inside in your router, and whatever the major services you are having, they are trying to stop all the major services so that they can easily get the access of your internet.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you scroll it down, ma'am, you will see there is a lot of services, more than 200 services. And as per my reports, ma'am, I can see in my system, almost 62% of your router major services are not working.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and they are getting stopped by the hacker. No problem, ma'am. What we need to do is, ma'am, we need to go ahead and start all the other services which are getting stopped by the hacker, so that in future you're not going to face this kind of problem anymore, okay?
Oh, wow. Thank you.
So you can do one thing, ma'am. You can close this page. Close it.
Close what I just pulled up?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner, where
yes,
you can see type here to search, you can click on it.
Yes.
And this time you can type in there, run, R-U-N, run.
Where? Oh, down the bottom.
Yes.
Down the bottom, yeah. Yes, what have I got to do
then
after
enter,
that?
Yeah, press enter and let me know what come up.
Where's enter?
From your keyboard, you will get an enter key from your
keyboard. I do it on the keyboard, yes.
Yes.
E-N-T-E.
No. You need to type.
I typed enter.
No, you need to type run. R-U-N, run.
Oh, sorry. So, down there, I need to type. After enter.
No. Don't type enter. You can simply type run.
I've got run and enter written together. Yeah, I'll go back. I'll get rid of that.
Yeah, type only run.
I'll go back and now I've got a blank space that just says type here to search. So
yeah,
I'll start again, all right?
Yeah, you need to type run.
Okay. Yes.
No.
And now?
What come up, sir? Sorry, ma'am, what come up?
Just what's come up is run app in blue and then another.
Yeah, click on run app. Click on.
Click on that. Yes. Yes.
Now, what do you see now?
Now I see type the name of a program folder, document, or internet.
Yes, right. Below that,
yes,
can you see there is a white little open panel?
Yes.
Yeah. If something is written on it or it is blank?
It is. It's got in it control in a blue, it's got a blue background and it's got control written on that.
Okay, you can type over there www dot
I've over that.
Yeah, you can type www dot Telstra support. All should be in one word, okay? Telstra support.
Just a moment, I've got control. I have to get rid of all of that. Hold on.
Yeah, you can delete control from there. Delete it.
Oh dear, okay. I don't know what's gone wrong here. I really don't. I don't know. Yeah, so written in there is the word control.
No, you can delete the control from there. Delete the control from there.
Delete that.
Yes.
What
does
that
mean? First of all, click on that box. Click on it.
Yeah, I'm clicking on it, and then the little line is after the C, and I can't even delete that. I can't even delete the C.
By the help of backspace, ma'am, you can delete it.
Yeah, I'm pressing backspace. Oh, wait a minute. Now I might be able to.
Okay.
Yes, I've just got a blank space now.
Okay, then you can do one thing. You can type in there www.
Yes, I've done that.
Telstra support. All should be in one word, okay? Telstra support.
Okay. Yes.
01, number 0, number 1.
Number 0, number 1.
Yes, ma'am. 0, so, 1. Yes, ma'am.
0.
1.
1.
Yes, then give a dot.
Oh, let's press 9, but wait a minute. I've pressed the wrong one. Back. 0, 1. I'm just checking that I've done that right. Yes.
You then give a dot.
Another dot?
Yeah, after 01, there should be a dot, okay? After 01.
After 01, you want a dot, okay?
Yeah, then W for whiskey.
Yes.
E for England.
Yes.
Then E for England again.
Yes.
B for Bravo.
B for
Bravo.
Or G.
No, it's B. B for Bravo.
B for a B.
Yes, ma'am, yes.
Yes, got that.
L for London.
Yes.
Y for Yankee.
Yes.
Then .com. What do you have typed, ma'am? Could you please read it back to me once?
Yes. Okay. www.telstrasupport01. www.weebly.com.
Yes, right. Then click on OK, ma'am. Click on OK.
Yes, will do.
Yes, and let me know what come up.
Big K. Telstra.
Yes, right. Right, yes. You will get our Telstra website. And below that, what do you see, ma'am, below that?
And then it says, we will connect you to the Telstra Secure Server.
Right, below that?
Below that? Powered by Weebly.
No,
and then our partners.
Okay, and below that?
Welcome to Telstra support team.
Right, right. Over there, you will get three options on it. Click to connect server 1, click to connect server 2, and click to connect server 3, right? First of all, let me ask you, ma'am, how old is your computer, is this one which you are using?
Okay. Probably 4 or 5.
4 or 5, okay, no problem. Then you can do one, you can click on the first one. Click to connect server 1. You can click to connect server 1, all right?
Done that. It's all just back up again the same.
When you click on it, have a look on the left-hand side, ma'am. Left-hand side, bottom corner. Can you see there is a little box pop-up says anydesk.exe? Left-hand side, bottom corner. Can you see there is a little box pop-up says anydesk.exe?
Oh, yes.
Click on it, ma'am. Click on it.
Yeah, okay.
Click on it.
Yep.
And after clicking on it, ma'am, what do you see after that?
Two red boxes, a blue box, and another box.
Right. Yeah, right, right. And can you see there is your address?
Your address, yes.
Yeah. And what is the...
246.
Yeah, what is the number, ma'am? What is the number?
246-992-292.
Okay, hold on, let me just check. 246, after that?
Just a sec. I've got to get my magnifying glass again. 246-992-292.
Okay, and where you can see this number, just beside this number, can you see there is a little lock symbol?
Yes.
Click on the lock symbol.
Yes.
And after clicking on the lock symbol, it will ask you for the password, right?
Yes, set password, it says.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you, our Telstra server password. You can type the password in a small letter. Telstra 123.
No. Lowercase.
Yeah, lowercase. Telstra.
T-E-L-S-T-R-A, yes.
123.
123.
Yes, and below that it will ask you to confirm password, right?
Confirm password in that next box.
Yeah, in the next box you can give a click on it and type again Telstra 123.
Yes, I have done that.
Done. All right. Now, you can, below that, can you see there is an option over there, apply?
Yes.
Click on apply. Yeah, click on it.
Done that.
Now, after that, what do you see on your screen, ma'am?
Okay. Interactive access and some options.
And apart from that?
And then... And then Windows Defender Firewall.
Yes, right. We are going to activate a firewall in order to block some hackers' features. You can click on Allow. Can you see below that Allow Access? Allow Access?
I still haven't found it.
Where you can see Windows Defender in that box.
Allow
access at the very bottom, ma'am. Very bottom.
Private network. Private network.
No, below that. Below that.
Below all that?
Yeah, below that, can you see allow access?
Oh, yes.
Click on it. Yeah, click on it. And after that, ma'am, you can do one thing. You can minimize this AnyDesk. Click on the minus sign and minimize it. From the right-hand side top, you will get a minus sign. You can click on the minus sign.
I can't find it. Tell me where it is.
Right-hand side extremely top, ma'am. Right-hand side extremely top.
No.
Where are you looking right now?
Looking at something that says breed license, non-professional.
On the right-hand side top, ma'am. Right-hand side top.
Oh, right-hand side top.
Can you see there is a little minus sign? There is a little minus sign.
Yes, okay.
Click on the minus sign.
Yes.
And after that, ma'am, you can close this page. Close it.
Close everything?
Yes, yes. Close it.
Oh, that little cross right on the right-hand side.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Click on it.
Yes. And I'm back to the original screen.
You are back to your original screen. Okay, all right. You can do one thing, ma'am. You told me you do emails over the internet, right?
Yes.
You can try to open up your email and check whether your email is working or not.
Okay.
And once you are done, ma'am, let me know, okay?
Yes.
Your email is working?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Try to scroll it up or scroll it down. Check whether it is moving or it is frozen.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4 from.
Oh, you will get a new email, right?
Something here, internet or something. Okay. Yeah, there's four of them. There's
four.
One from the Bank of Melbourne. There's St George Bank.
Okay. And could you please check, ma'am, have you received any junk or any spam email?
No. The others are just usual emails. All the others are just typical emails. And I've got this one from George to say.
Okay, let me tell you, ma'am, in future if you are going to receive any junk or any spam email, simply ignore it or delete it, because you know what, ma'am, what happened whenever our customer is responding any junk or any spam email, at the same time that email will allow the hacker to get into your email as well. So make sure if you will get any unnecessary email, simply ignore it or delete it. Don't try to respond it. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
So
I'm going to get my. I rang my technician, my laptop technician, and he is coming tomorrow to take it home to clean it.
No. Let me tell you, ma'am. I can see in my system there is nothing wrong in your computer. There is nothing wrong inside it. Your laptop is absolutely fine. There is a problem into your internet lines, ma'am, not in your computer.
Right.
Okay. You can do one thing. If your email is working, then you can close your email, please. Close it.
Close my email. Yes.
And apart from email, ma'am, basically what do you do over the internet?
On my iPad, I read the newspaper.
Okay.
And the banking, of course.
You can try to log in into your banking and check whether it is working right now or not.
Well, I rang St. George, I rang the bank, and they got me through changing my password.
Oh,
so
great,
I've done
great.
That, but I haven't changed the password on the other bank.
No problem. You can try to log in inside it and check everything is fine or not, okay? How you
yes.
normally log in, you can try to log in and check whether it is working or not.
Yeah. Not this minute, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Right now, you need to try to log in. Like, you have checked your email. You need to try to log in into your banking and check whether it is working or not.
Oh, okay. Well, George certainly is, but I haven't tried.
Don't tell me.
But I haven't tried ANZ yet.
No, you need to try to log in into your St. George first. And let me tell you, ma'am, while logging into your banking, do not point out any of your details. Do it from your side, okay?
Oh, yes, yeah, sure.
Yes, do it from your side.
I just tell me the names of the two banks, that was all.
No problem.
Right.
NIM. How
okay.
do you normally try to log in? You can try
so
to log
you'll
in.
You'll just have to bear with me while I put in my passwords. Okay?
Yeah, you don't need to give it to me. Do it from your side, okay?
Yes, okay, okay.
Thank you.
Yes, that was successful.
Yeah, try to scroll it up and just hold on, ma'am. Let me check the security first, all right? Don't touch anything. Let me check the security.
Right.
Try to scroll it up and scroll it down, ma'am. Check whether it is moving or it is frozen. Scroll it up and
it's... It's moving and I can access... Each account.
You can access each account, right, okay. And, you can do one thing, ma'am, check everything is okay. Are you...
Yes, there's been nothing
everything
that shouldn't
is fine.
Be there.
Okay, all right. If it is working fine, ma'am, then you can log out from your account, please. You can log out.
Right.
And apart from this bank, do you do banking with the other bank as well? You can try to log
yes,
in.
I do.
Log in into your other one as well.
Right. That one, I'll have to go and find my password because I don't remember it.
Okay, you can go and get it, please.
Just bear with me while I go and get that.
Yes, yes, please. once you are done, ma'am, please let me know, okay?
I've just got in for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You try to scroll it up and scroll it down, ma'am. Check whether it is working.
Yes.
It is working?
Yes.
Okay, all right. If it is working, ma'am, then you can log out from your account, please.
Okay.
And apart from this bank, you do banking with the other bank as well?
Yeah, they're the only two that I've banked with.
And you do banking with the other bank as well, because I can see in my system that somebody is trying to active into your Bank of Melbourne bank as well. You do banking with that?
No, you tell me to put Melbourne Bank in to try and change my password.
Oh, like when was the last time you have checked it, ma'am?
Because I don't deal with Melbourne Bank. It was you told me to do it, to change my password. I don't deal with Melbourne Bank at all. But it was on your instructions.
I didn't instruct you. Who instructed you?
Yes, you told me to put in Melbourne Bank and so that I could change my password. I did it all through you.
When, ma'am?
When you were on the phone to me this morning.
Bank of Melbourne? No. I don't tell you any, like, Bank of Melbourne. I didn't tell you to do that, madam.
Yes, you did.
Oh,
I'm sorry, but
might be the other one, but I didn't tell you, madam. All right, you don't have any account in Bank of Melbourne, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right, no problem. Then you can do one thing. All right, just hold on. Let me just check. Hold on. What do you see on your screen, ma'am?
Oh, my God, I'm talking to the scammer.
What do you see right now on your screen?
Talking to the scammer, aren't I?
No, that is a technical thing, ma'am. What do you see on your
screen? Oh, no! Oh, I can't believe I've fallen through it again.
No, what do you see? What do you see? Tell me. Yes, ma'am?